Our Lord tells us at the end of today's Gospel that the reward for exercising the virtue of charity in this life is to be rewarded in the resurrection of the just, and so we must reflect upon how that reward is attained in the life to come. And indeed, we see in our culture today how often no thought is given to death, or if much thought is given to death, it is certainly in a wrong way, for often it is treated as a means by which one can enhance their wealth, or is it treated in the movies as something to be feared, or is it treated in the medical profession as something not to tell the one who is dying, to try to keep from the one dying the knowledge of death. And yet it is a great grace to know if our death is imminent, for we have all that time to prepare to meet the Lord and Savior of our lives. And so it is natural for the worldly wise who hold no hope of nothing beyond the grave, to give no thought of death, centering all their thoughts on the things of this miserable world. And we see very clearly that our society is afflicted with this error, for indeed we even are trying now to make sure that when new cemeteries are being built, they are built in places out of the way. Often we do not understand that it was not long ago that a cemetery was considered holy ground, and Christians would be constantly seen making pilgrimages there during the week or after the holy sacrifice of the Mass on Sunday in order to pray for the dead and in order to pray that one day they may be united with the just in heaven. And so, for Christians, we must always reflect that our faith assures us that one day we have the hope of attaining never-ending happiness. And so we must not focus only on this life, for that would be sinful, but we must also focus on the life to come. And when we focus on that life to come, we indeed realize that we must even have an earnest desire for death. For it is not a Christian thing not to desire death, but certainly it would be sinful if our desire was induced by a form of despair or some form of impatience in dealing with the evils of this world. And so our desire for death must be rooted in our faith. And so we must have humble submission to the time and place chosen by Providence for that death to be accomplished. But yet, we still must pray for it. Indeed, in the two primary prayers that most of us say each and every day, we pray for our death. Certainly in the Our Father, when we pray that thy kingdom come, we are praying that one day we will be taken from this life into the kingdom of heaven. And so, that is the place, and we do so because we know that it is the place in which the soul will belong entirely to God, in our memory, in our understanding, in our will, and in every fiber of our being. And so let us constantly pray for this kingdom to come. For this kingdom is the kingdom we pray for each and every day of our lives in the Our Father, because it is our last and our most supreme good, and it is the perfect felicity of both soul and body. And so the Christian must look forward to it and must pray for that day when he will be taken from this life into that life of eternal blessedness. And so let us resolve, when we pray especially to her who gives us the grace to persevere through this valley of tears, that we pray earnestly that she pray for us sinners now and most especially at the hour of our death, so that we may come to know the blessedness of dying in the life of Christ in order to live with him in that life to come, that eternal life which he wishes to give us if we remain faithful to him. And so let us strive each and every day of our lives by the example of charity to show all the world the love of Christ and the glory that can be attained, that glory which we do not deserve, as our Lord is pointing out in the Gospel. We cannot possibly repay him for the goods that he will give us. And so let us give our charity with no strings attached, wishing nothing in return except for that which he has promised us, that after this life we will join him, and all the faculties of our soul, all the faculties of our body will be glorified and will praise him for all eternity.